Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
All right. Well, we are really excited for today's podcast. But before we get started, we wanted to talk really quick about economics. So, Nick, take the floor and tell the listening audience about economics and what they need to know if they don't want to miss out this year.
Well, Carla, the first thing that they need to know is that economics has become the hottest economic development event in the industry. From the feedback that we've been getting, everybody just loves the energy that comes with the event. We bring in 25 amazing site selectors that are going to help you learn how to market your community better. And you have an opportunity to build great relationships with some really heavy hitters in the site selection industry. But in addition, you get a little bit of that leadership piece that you don't see at a lot of other events. So we created that because it's very dear to our heart and we want to be able to give back to the economic development industry. It's a day and a half. It's over in Charleston, South Carolina. We are so excited to go to the charming city that is Charleston. They've been great partners. So the only problem is we're running low on seats. We only have about 70 left. And because we try to keep the event so small, we do kind of have a hard cap at 225 seats. So if you'd like to sign up, email me, nick@consultantconnect.org. I can arrange to get you signed up. We also have some sponsorships available, or visit www.economics, that's with an X, .me. So visit the website or email me and I can arrange everything for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Carla Sones and welcome to today's episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am really excited about today. I get a chance to talk with Ann Miller from Buda, Texas. She is the executive director of the Buda Economic Development Corporation, and Ann has over 13 years of experience in economic development. But what I hope you hear from her today is that her experience and her wisdom goes beyond her years, and she is just a wealth of inspiration to anybody who has the chance to spend time with her. She's one of the youngest people to have received a certified economic developer designation, but she is really legit one of the most amazing economic development leaders in today's world. And just listen in, because she, every time I have a chance to talk to her, she inspires me in a different way and I learn something from her. And I hope that you tune in and leave this podcast better as a leader than what you started. Hi, everyone. It's Carla, and we're here again for the America's Jobs Team podcast. Really excited to have Ann Miller here from Buda, Texas. How are you doing today, Ann?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm super excited to get a chance to connect with you today to talk about all things economic development. I've been really inspired by you since I met you at Next a few years ago, and just really admire your hard charging, really innovative, and just the energy that you bring to the work that you do down in Buda. And just want to dive into the podcast for your perspective. I'm really excited, as I said, for your perspective on leadership, because you still have a lot of years left of leadership. You're just getting started and you're already doing amazing things. So I'm going to dive in and just start peppering you with questions, if that's okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What is the biggest challenge that you feel like is facing leaders today?
I think the biggest challenge is the inability to adapt and to change. Our world is changing quite rapidly. I grew up without the internet. And I remember at Christmas one year, my dad got us a modem and we didn't know what it was. But the generations of today are growing up with the internet. They're connected to everything. And so being a good leader means you're able to adapt and adjust to all these changes that are happening quickly, and definitely getting stuck in your ways of doing things or saying, that's the way we've always done it, so we're going to keep doing it that way, I think is the biggest challenge leaders face today.
So I'm going to follow up with that question with another question for you here, because I want to know from you what characteristics you feel like good leaders possess. And I know one of those you kind of mentioned is that ability to change and, you know, kind of pivot when you need to do that. But what is another characteristic that you feel like leaders possess? And if you could, I mean, is there somebody in your life or an example of a person that really exudes that characteristic?
So I think a good leader always has a positive attitude. You can be facing failure, setbacks, really tough situations that you're in. But if you have a positive attitude, that kind of sets the tone for all the people you're working with and who are behind you. And as long as you stay positive, you're able to get through those difficult times and not have so much turmoil that you would if you kind of let it derail you and get you upset. And so I have two examples. One is my mom. She fought cancer for 10 years before she passed away. And even though she was miserable half the time, she was always super positive, thanking people for coming visiting her. And then if someone wants real life motivation and someone that they can follow and learn from today, I highly recommend following Inky Johnson and listening to his videos and just some of his talks, because he really has a positive attitude about going through life and handling difficult situations.
I completely agree about Inky. And I just have to say, your mom would be so proud of you because you exude positivity. And I know that that has meant a world of difference to your team. I know you've been up here for Catalyst University before, and I've got a chance to meet members of your team, and they really admire that about you. So
thanks.
All right. So we're going to switch gears and talk about the not so great characteristics of leaders. What is a behavior that you've seen really derail someone in their leadership? And how do you personally, how have you used seeing that happen to somebody else? How do you use that to kind of guard against that for your own leadership?
So I think ego derails a lot of leaders. And once you're in a leadership position, you kind of get used to that admiration and people following you, and it helps grow your ego. And so personally, I have some questions I ask myself. I have this little list of the deeply uncomfortable questions fearless leaders ask themselves. And I think the real important ones is, in order to stay on top and keep the organization successful, do I keep redefining what is acceptable behavior? And then, has the pressure to maintain my position made me treat people in ways I wish they would forgive? And one thing I really work on is I don't ask anyone that's under me or on my staff or that I need to do something to do things that I wouldn't be willing to do or I would be uncomfortable doing. And then sometimes I'll just take on kind of tasks that leaders would think are, well, that's beneath me, like scheduling a meeting for someone or answering the phone and playing receptionist. I think that helps keep your ego in check. And I think that's really where leaders kind of get derailed, is when they think they're bigger and better than everyone else.
That's a really powerful way of, you know, keeping that ego in check, is having that list of questions. Just out of curiosity, is that a list of questions that you created as you went along, or is that something that you've, you know, borrowed from somewhere else, or as a resource that you found?
It was given to me years ago from some sort of Leadership Week program. And I have just kept a copy of it in my office at all times. It's posted on my little bulletin board on my desk, and I just refer to it every so often. So I didn't create them. I just use them as a resource.
I love that. I that's really an awesome way to do that. You know, that practice, that being intentional about that self-reflection. That's just awesome. What advice would you give? I know you still have a lot of years of career left, but what advice would you give to somebody who's just going into a leadership position for the first time?
So I thought really hard about this question, and I'm going to take it sort of out of the work context. And really, I think leadership and even life, et cetera, is about something bigger than yourself. And if you can make your job or whatever you're doing about the impact you can have on others, that's where I think the really big things happen and people start to follow you. And how I came to realize this is I have been on a weight loss journey, and then I started running. And so I created this motto called, and it's be fearless, be better, and have the courage to inspire others. And so the be fearless is just attacking things that scare you. Be better is basically being better than you were the day before. And it's when I added the have the courage to inspire others that every time I felt like quitting, I would be like, people are watching me. And if I quit, it gives them the reason to quit. And when I added that, that's when things really started to change. And I went from running 5Ks to ultra marathons. And so basically, I think the best advice is whatever you're doing in life, if you make it about the impact you can have on someone else, that's really how you'll grow as a leader.
And I just am consistently blown away by just the wisdom that you have. You know, we started in that group called Next together, and Next was for emerging leaders. And I sit here and just think you have inspired so many people, not just in economic development, but in your world. And it's awesome to know that you have a bazillion years left, you know, and you're already doing such great things and you're still so young. It just, you blow me away. I'm getting lost in just listening to you. Okay, so we're going to switch gears completely now and talk about if there was a time when you were thinking about shifting gears and taking a new job. And I can't remember the story of how you landed in Buda, but how would you know when it was time to really change jobs?
So I think it goes to, and I think it's actually, someone said this at the Catalyst University, it's not what you do, it's why you do it. And so I think if you start forgetting the why, and I think part of that kind of goes back to ego, then that's really when maybe it's time for you to change jobs on the kind of like negative side. I think on the positive side, really, when you know it's time to change jobs is when you just get that feeling that I've kind of reached all my potential here and I really want to take that next step. And it's scary, but just knowing that you can, just feeling like you can go out and take a leap of faith and grow. And then I think the other thing I will say is, especially in economic development, this job is really about sacrifice and doing what's best for the long-term future of your community instead of what's best for you. And you really have to live, breathe, and bleed your community. And if you get to a point where you just don't feel like that anymore, then it's time to move on.
I 100% agree with you on that. So Anne, you've had an amazing career so far, but what makes you most proud that you've accomplished in your career?
So I'm not going to actually name a single project, although I'm really proud of every single one I've worked on in the past 14 years. But what I'm most proud of is someone coming up to me after a meeting and thanking me for a project because their son got a job there and he was able to move back and move his family back closer to his parents because of that job. And it goes back to Consultant Connect's belief that the greatest force of change is a job. And really, we get lost in the numbers, everything in economic development. And what we like to do here in Buda is every so often we have what we call an employer appreciation event, which consists basically of us going to their business and putting on an employee appreciation event for their employees and giving them a gift and just talking with the employees and learning about why they are here, why they like their job. And that's really what I'm most proud of is the ability to really talk to people and see the impact you've had on their lives.
I love that when I talk to economic developers, there's so many things that you could brag about. And economic developers are so humble and really just so focused on what the work that they have done has accomplished or allowed to happen in somebody else's life. And those stories about a real person having a job or a meaningful job or a well-paying job or a job closer to their family always is so inspiring to me. And it just reminds me that there's work going on across this country all the time in different communities that makes that possible. And those hardworking people are economic developers that are often behind the scenes, not taking a lot of credit, but making huge, huge impact. So Anne, what does it mean to you to be an American?
So I think as Americans, we're all very fortunate that we were born here, we immigrated here. And I go back to something my mom instilled in me and my dad as well. And it's really work ethic and hard work. And as an American, we're given an opportunity that not everyone in the world gets. It's not guaranteed we'll be successful, but we are given the opportunity to use hard work and really putting it all on the line to grow ourselves and grow a career, grow a family. And to me, as an American, means that I'm fortunate and I've been given an opportunity. And it's really up to me to make sure that I don't mess that opportunity up.
Well, Anne, it has been wonderful to talk to you today on the podcast. And again, I just have to say, you have wisdom beyond your years. And every time I talk to you, I learn something. And I hope the listening audience is taking notes of some of the techniques and habits that you have formed and just how you keep yourself on track and accountable and how you reflect. You have really good leadership practices. And I hope that the listening audience has really taken note of some of those and that your words of wisdom have inspired others to, as you would say, do better.
Thank you. I hope so too. And it's been a pleasure and an honor to be included in this podcast.
Wow, Ann Miller is such an inspiration. What a great interview that was. On next week's episode, I'll be talking with Carol Henderson, Senior Director at Cushman in Wakefield. Carol has been with Cushman in Wakefield for 4 years and has over 15 years experience in assisting clients in site selection decisions. She is just clever as can be and has some amazing leadership insight for you. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, podcast listeners, I hope that you heard that I really love working with and talking to Kurt. He's just such a breath of calm air. I really appreciate his insight. Hey, don't forget to tune back in next week. I get a chance to talk with Ann Miller from Buda, Texas. And Ann has over 14 years of experience in economic development. She's been recognized as top 40 under 40 by DCI. She has a lot of accolades, but what you may not realize is that she is just an inspiring, amazing woman leader in economic development. And I hope that you tune in and listen in for the insights that she will always drop every time I talk to her. And it's going to be great. So don't miss it.